Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1.
On-demand audio.
Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right. Former Missouri Senator Jeff Smith joining us on the phone this morning. Jeff, why can't we all just get along?
Because you're making fun of 95-year-old guys that are going and trying to build houses for struggling poor people, Mark. That's why.
I'm happy for him. I wasn't making fun of him. I said I'm proud of him. He's getting out there and doing something with his life constructively.
You know, if every citizen could be as good as he's been as an ex-president.
Thank you. Key being ex-president.
We can agree on that.
We can agree on that, Jeff. You know,
it's pretty unusual because almost every president since him has just gone out and made a fortune on the speaking circuit and, you know, both parties. And so it is pretty impressive when you see how selfless he's been in his post-presidency.
I would agree with that completely. He's you know, he didn't even go back to peanut farming. I think he's been preaching and teaching Sunday school and, yeah, taking care of business. But enough about Jimmy Carter. Let's talk about President Trump and this persecution that's going on in Washington, D.C.
Let's talk about that, Mark.
Yeah, what do you think? I'm, you know, every day it just seems more and more obvious that that your party is afraid of the candidates that they are going to have to eventually put up against Donald Trump in November, so they're trying to remove him through some other means.
If our party were thinking from a purely political perspective that they don't want to run against Donald Trump, then the last thing our party would do would be to impeach him, because then we would face President Pence, who won't be nearly as polarizing as President Trump is, and probably won't alienate suburban women who are a key, you know, a segment of the swing vote nearly as much as President Trump has. So I certainly don't think that the strategy has anything to do with next November. I think the strategy has to do with the things that he's done in office, most notably abusing the power of the office in conducting foreign policy to serve his own personal political interests.
Jeff, we've all seen the transcript. Where's the abuse? And I've said this to every Democrat that I've had on here, and some of them are lawyers, and I've said, tell me the U.S. code that he violated in the context of that speech where he talked about CrowdStrike, and I mean, we've all read the transcript. What did he violate?
Tell me. So what I don't understand is everyone on the right, not everyone on the right, because Republicans are increasingly 3 out of 10 Republicans in the country, according to polls coming out the last couple of days, are supporting an impeachment inquiry.
Fake
so
news.
The Republican Party, fake news, okay. The Republican Party is beginning to splinter here, as you see with senators like Ben Sasse, Mitt Romney, Rob Portman, widely respected senators who are saying that
widely respected by Democrats
that what the he was Mitt Romney was your presidential nominee.
Don't remind me.
Rob Portman was chief of staff to, you know, the previous Republican president before Obama. So these are not fringe figures. Ben Sasse, you know, a rock ribbed conservative from Nebraska. These are mainstream Republicans who have said his conduct on that phone call was appalling. And it wasn't just that phone call. It was the many months of actions leading up to that phone call and the kinds of things that forced top American diplomats to say, I do not want to discuss this over text. Please stop texting.
You and I are both about fairness. There's a due process in this country. And the way that Nancy Pelosi's running this impeachment inquiry does an end run around due process. It doesn't allow a single Republican or anybody representing the president to provide witnesses or subpoenas or any of that to counter the nonsense clown court that Adam Schiff is holding every day in the halls of the United States Congress?
So I'll say a few things. First of all, I agree with you that the House should formally vote on an impeachment inquiry.
Thank you. Mark the tape.
I think that's probably the right thing to do. I think we've gotten to that point. What you're saying right now and what Republicans who are delivering the president's talking points around the country are doing is, you know, it's like when you talk about a defense lawyer who goes in, you know, if you got the law on the side, on your side, argue the law. If you got the facts on your side, argue the facts. If you don't have either, pound the table. Well, that's kind of what's happening is Republicans don't have the law on their side. They don't have the facts on their side. And so they're saying, hey, process, you guys aren't doing it right. And I will grant you, as I just did, that it would be, I think, the right thing to do to formally open an impeachment inquiry. But Republicans' focus on this points to the fact that the things that he has said, both privately on that phone call and publicly in the Rose Garden, getting ready to go to his helicopter, talking about China, these things are indefensible. And multiple Republican senators are saying as much.
The House is for
an inquiry. The Senate is for a trial. That's where he will receive all the due process.
You got it. If you can argue the facts and the law, you got to have a seat at the table to do that. And they haven't given him that because they won't vote on an official impeachment inquiry.
I agree that they should do that.
I got to run, buddy. Thanks for your time.
Get more at 971talk.com.